2 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. And live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest.
I got a bad feeling about this.
And repeat offender, Jay Kaplan is in the house. Welcome.
Honored to be here, even though I am on parole from your show.
There you go. If you have any more finance-related questions, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we're celebrating today. I don't know. We might get in trouble for this one. Today's National Hugging Day. I know. I wonder, are you allowed to hug if you put a mask on? Does that affect hugging? I don't know, but
I know that it used to be very hard for you and me to hug, but it's a lot easier now for me since I lost so much weight.
Well, you know, you remember, Jay, you're old enough to remember the old or original ATT, right?
Oh, of course.
Long distance. It's the next best thing to be in there.
Just throw that out there for you.
So today's National Hugging Day. It's also National Squirrel Day. But for Jay and I, there's two celebrations today. Well, actually, it's one for today, and being that it is Jay and I, we'll probably go with this other one as well, just because Jay and I have both beaten anorexia. So today is National Granola Day. I like granola, you know, so that's a good one right there.
But I just don't like people seeing me eating because it gives a wrong impression.
Yeah, they might think that you do that or what, Jay?
That I'm, you know, a health freak.
Oh, okay. Well, Jay, you got to remember, though, when you put the granola with the granola, you're putting it on top of some sort of yogurt and the berries and whipped cream on top.
Okay.
But tomorrow, Jay, tomorrow is the one. Tomorrow is National Blonde Brownie Day.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so... And I know you and blondes, Jay. No, I didn't say that. You and blonde brownies.
No, you didn't say that.
don't want to get you in trouble, buddy. Hey, let's see what else is going on in the world today. Anything new going on? Oh yeah. We got a new president. That is brand new. Let's see. The Dow Jones market is down 21 points. It was up a lot yesterday. The S&P 500 up 0.13. I gotta get that right. NASDAQ, it's up 50 points. Oil, down 21 cents. The bonds, let's see what the bonds are doing. The 10-year treasury, kind of flat. It's at 1.1 is the yield on the 10-year treasury. But here it is. Let's take a look. Sometimes, you know, every once in a while, I just have to cause a little trouble. So I am looking at gas prices. 240 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. If you go over to Mississippi, you pay $2.09. But right here in the state of confusion, yeah, we're paying a whopping $3.36. $3.36. So about a dollar more than the national average, and $1.20 more than they're paying in Mississippi. Do you really want to go to Mississippi? Well, maybe if you don't like taxes, so you go to Mississippi. You don't want to be here in Calizuela. Other issues. What else is going on in the marketplace? Ah, yes, the president. He's got his pen out. I think his former boss must have taught him about the pen. I heard a great line yesterday, and I just couldn't watch much of the inauguration. I was out of town, but I did hear a very, very interesting line. It's one of the best lines of the day for someone like me. So Ari Fleischer said that he used to love listening to President Obama and hated most of, or disagreed with most of his policies. He went on to say he hated listening to President Trump, but agreed with most of his policies. Fascinating way. Now, I must admit, I am a Trump supporter, still am. I know a lot of Trump supporters. The issue that I find most of the time is that there's not too many of them that really liked his communication style. Policies, though. So we're seeing right now a lot of the policies are going to be reversed, right? So in his first day of office, Joe Biden decided that we needed to be back in the Paris Climate Accord. Okay, that's good. That means we get to pay 90% of everybody else's bill. Guess who pays that? That would be you and me. We're going to start getting a bunch more immigrants coming in, illegal immigrants. We like immigrants. It's illegal immigrants. Who's that going to benefit? Well, it benefits the immigrants. It benefits the cartels and is a big slap in the face to lower wage workers, right? I mean, do you think that a doctor, a lawyer, a nuclear physicist, I don't even know how to spell that, a neuroscientist, do you think they're walking from Guatemala across Mexico and coming up to the southern border? No, they've got a better method of getting here. It's the person that really, really needs help. They're the ones that are being taken advantage of by the cartels, paying them a boatload of money, hoping that they live through the trip, all to get to the United States for probably a minimum wage job. And they're going to take it away from somebody in the United States who needs it. We just had another 900,000 people file first-time unemployment claims last week. Actually, it was reported today. So that's kind of where we're at with that one. Let's see what else other of the plans that we're looking to redo. I told you last time about the lovely idea of giving people more money. And I'm gonna tell you right here, right now, it drives me crazy, these stimulus checks. Why? Because there are a group of people, probably about 10 million fellow citizens, that really, really need that money. There are quite a few people who want the money but don't need it. Right? I'm going to tell you this. I know a lot of people that got stimulus checks, and they had their best year in business ever last year. But they got a stimulus check. And I know part of the problem, and in the first time when Trump gave these out, $600, they rolled that out in about 2 weeks. And, oh no, I was $1,200 a person. They rolled that out very, very quickly. The idea there was get the money out, get it going, and help people. I get it. I like that. It wasn't targeted. They had 9 months to try and figure a way to get this money to the people that really need it and not give it to the people that don't need it. Now, I don't want to toot my own horn. I got a stimulus check again for my wife and I last week or the week before. My waist size is doing really well. I'm not one of those people that's suffering. Now, the only good thing about that is it did give me an extra $1,200 to go and to give to some other charities that we like to give to, right? That helps target it, But what would happen if the government gave that money to some organizations that were out there trying to help the people that really need it? I don't know exactly how to do it. I'm not that smart. I don't think they are that smart in Washington, either side of the aisle either. But somebody's got to be able to figure out how you can get the money to the people that really need it, as opposed to those that say, you know, something that was really nice getting another $1,200 or you know, I'm sure I'll be in line to get the next one, $2,800. Right? Get that to the people that need it, please. Let's figure that out and do it the right way instead of just doing a shotgun. Let's get a rifle approach to this. I know some people don't like me using a gun analogy, but let's do it that way. Let's get it to the people that need it. Let's help our fellow citizens. This is a time of need. I know that all these that the president came out yesterday, and just like when he worked for President Obama, I'm going to say this. I know many won't agree with me. Came out with a message of unity. I like that. And then did just the opposite. Right? His speech basically said that, you know, we need to reprogram people. That's a lot of the mantra right now. We need to reprogram the Trump supporters. 74 million people. Ain't going to happen. So you got to watch and see what's going to, where are the actions. Anybody can speak. They even put a microphone in front of me. Right? Anybody can speak. Jay gets a microphone even. Right? But the whole idea here is let's see if we can do this the right way. Let's see if we can get some money to the people that really need the money. Let's help our fellow citizens. I am a big believer that, you know, if you're getting some of the money, there are some very, very good nonprofit organizations. I like the idea of giving money to churches. I'm a Jewish guy, but give money to the churches. They have better hands-on as to who needs it. Temples, synagogues. We know our friends over at Patriots and PAWS. They've got some good sources over there. All of these are places where that money can go to. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why credit matters during retirement, what experts are saying about 2021 job market, reverse mortgages. Can you refinance a reverse mortgage? We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real estate rate.
24/7. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, hey, you're thinking about buying a home and don't have any money? Geneva, they've got some assistance programs to help you. You might be able to buy a $500,000 house with $5,000. Really? You might even have a credit card that you could, well, you can't put it on a credit card, but Geneva Financial, they've got the programs. Give them a call, RonIsMyLender.com, or text MyHomeMortgage to 79564. Let's take a look at what the markets are doing today. Well, they've been bouncy, as we've talked about before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 62 points. NASDAQ is up 14. S&P 500 is up 0.54. 10-year Treasury flat, 1.102. And the mortgage-backed securities, they're up a little bit, means interest rates are down a little bit. And we've been watching that one because it's acting fairly nice. It's looking like we may get some benefits here. But why is all of this happening? Well, a lot of it's got to do, and again, I'm going to share this with you, but we've got you got to be careful of what media you listen to. Tune in right here, right now, this time every weekday to get some great information, because if you're listening to CNBC and Diana Olick, if she ever opens her mouth about real estate, hit the mute button. Because the next time she's accurate, it will also be the first time. And she's back at it today telling people that, you know, we've got a problem in the mortgage world. Well, we don't have a problem in the mortgage world. Interest rates are down again a little bit. Housing starts up 5.8%, much stronger than expectations of a 0.8% gain. Year-over-year basis, starts are up 5.2%. The most important figure to track for our business is single-family starts, which were up 12% month-over-month, 28% year-over-year. This is going to help a lot of people get homes. Permits, that's a forward-looking number. Those were up 4.5% in December, 17% year-over-year. Single-family permits were up 8% last month, 30% year-over-year. Why is that happening? Well, the next of home builders, their housing market index fell 3 points in January to 83 after setting a record high in November. This is where Diana Olick has no clue what the heck she's talking about. The media is focusing on the fact that it fell by 3 points. They ignore the fact that it's extremely high. Why would it fall by 3 points? November. Anything going on last November that you might think would affect the markets? Markets hate uncertainty, right? They don't like them. They like to know what's going on. And when there's any kind of uncertainty, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter, it doesn't matter. Markets do not like uncertainty. They like to know what's going on. They like to be able to forecast the future. When they can forecast, what is the big difference? It's all about the regulation. Right. So if they think there's going to be more or less regulation from one party or another, one politician or another, one official or another, well, they're going to act accordingly. So that's what we saw. And that's why that number dropped. And that's why now we're seeing, okay, they know. It's basically saying, please tell me the rules of the game so I can play. Right. Doesn't matter if you get a first down in baseball, right? It doesn't help anything because wrong game, right? So you got to know what the rules of the game are. As I shared with you a little bit earlier, the toughest number of the day, again, initial jobless claims, first-time filings, decreased by 26,000. 900,000 people filed for first-time unemployment claims. Continuing claims, Those that continue to receive benefits decreased by 127,000 to 5.1 million.
Ow!
Yeah. Pandemic unemployment assistance claims gives individuals benefits who would not usually qualify, dropped by 1.7 million after falling 941,000 the previous week. 5.7 million there as well. We don't know, though, is that drop because people found a job? I doubt it. Or is it because they ran out of benefits and there was uncertainty as to whether that was going to be extended or not? I think so. Just throw that out there for you. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. If you've not taken a look at your mortgage yet, and I know that about half the population still has mortgages over 4%, take a look at them and give us a call if you would like to. You can even go and look at our new telephone app, sltloanapp.com, sltloanapp.com, and you can put that right on your telephone. So one of the things we like to do on a regular basis, so we've gotten in the habit of doing this a lot on Thursdays, is dealing with old people. I'm sorry, I'm still dealing with Jay Kaplan. And
same thing.
Here's his wisdom with us.
You know better than that.
Did we really say Jay Kaplan and wisdom? But he is a guru of reverse mortgages. Good morning, yes, Jay.
Good morning. Thank you very much. And that was a really good talk there about the market and the reaction of the market. And, you know, I talk too much, but, you know, the unemployment is extreme negative. Okay. And even with that extreme negative, the builders are finding they know what's going to happen, at least in the near future. And that is properties are going to sell fast. And that, I think, is going to last for a while. And if I don't listen to that watch that person you talked about, but I'll tell you, if for any reason you're hesitating now to buy a property because you think it'll be cheaper in a year, it won't be cheaper because rates are the main part of a price of a property. So buy it now.
So then, you know, that brings me to a topic that, Jay, you and I touch on every once in a while, but we really don't focus on enough, is the ability of our seniors to buy a property, getting a mortgage without a payment.
Correct.
And that's something to do with the reverse mortgage, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, some seniors are still afraid of that word, which we could do a whole show on, which they shouldn't be. But, you know, think of a reverse mortgage as simply a normal mortgage, except now you have more choices. So it can be a normal mortgage this month. It can be a reverse mortgage next month. And if you're buying a new property, you only need about half the value of the property in down payment. Now, that's a lot larger amount than, you know, than some of the 10 or 20 or 5% down or even 0% VAs. But you have no payment when you don't want any payment, and you've got half of that. So you can do one of a couple things with it. You can buy twice as much property as you thought you could with the same amount of cash, or you can put a lot more money in the bank or into other investments, and you will always have access to that. So I think to me, there's like no choice. Do it. Buy it with a reverse. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So let's back up a little bit, Jay, because I'm a simple guy. So, you know, I was out visiting some of our friends and families that we've served out in the Coachella Valley. And my wife and I went and looked at a couple pieces of property while we were there. Uh-huh. And we're not old enough yet to get into
just
the reverse
a kid.
World. What's that?
You're just a kid.
Yeah, just a kid.
Yeah, gotta give him. Yeah, give him a longer leash. He's just a kid.
So one of the properties that we looked at, nice area, Palm Desert, right in the, or no, it's Rancho Mirage, right in the middle of the hub of everything. About $575,000. Now, assuming, you know, it's a three bedroom with a nice size family room. you know, right on the golf course. Probably be, instead of being 575 in Rancho Mirage, it would have been 5.75 million in Irvine. But
right.
But $575,000. You're telling me that I could buy that, assuming I was old enough, for under $300,000 down and never make a mortgage payment?
Absolutely correct. It'd be probably closer to, you know, it depends on your age, and it also depends on interest rates. The amount of benefit on any type of home equity conversion, otherwise known as a reverse mortgage, is predicated on your age, which would be a big difference between you and me, and the value of the property, and the interest rate at the time. So right now, you're going to get a whole lot more benefit if you go forward right now. So yeah, that could even be under $250,000. We'd have to talk about it and you know, run the numbers.
Yeah, and that's the key thing. I mean, and that's why I just threw my favorite banner on the screen right now. Strategy beats rate always.
Perfect. Right? Yes.
So the whole idea here, because I hear so many people, Ron, I don't want to ever get into a reverse mortgage. Well, why? And 9 out of 10 people that I talk to that say tell me that, the reason that really comes out as to why they don't want to get into reverse mortgage, they don't understand it.
But correct. Why?
Because Jeff, if I understood you correct, you just said I can buy that 575. Let's use a round number of 250. Every individual is different.
Oh yeah, 75, a little bit over 250. But yeah, go ahead.
300. I'm a simple guy. We're safe.
No, you're not. You're okay though. But
say 300,000. I can make a payment this month. Is that right?
Yeah. Of course.
I can skip my payment this month.
Correct.
I'm not in default either way.
Never.
The bank is not going to take the property. I get to give it to my kids when I die.
Exactly. And they get all the equity and, you know, and that's great. And nobody ever gets saddled with any property that's underwater or upside down. But that's part of another show.
Yeah, so the concept here is, tell me what you don't like about this product, right? And I'm not here pitching products. I don't like to do infomercials. I like to do education. Correct. We have a home loan that is just like, as far as lien, it's a lien just like any other loan. But I get the option of making a payment, not making a payment, going on vacation, not going on vacation. If I pay it on the 20th of the month instead of the 15th of the month, I'm not late. I get all the cards. I get all the options, and it's still part of my estate. We're going to talk to Jay Kaplan about some other myths about the reverse mortgage when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about experts. What are they saying about 2021 and why credit matters during retirement? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What experts are saying about the 2021 job market. Earlier this month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released their most recent jobs report. The report revealed that the economy lost 140,000 jobs in December. That's a devastating number and dramatically impacts those households that lost a source of income. However, we need to give it some context. Greg Ipp, chief economics commentator at the Wall Street Journal, explains, quote, "The economy is probably not slipping back into recession. The drop was induced by new restrictions on activity as the pandemic raged out of control. Leisure and hospitality, which includes restaurants, hotels, and amusement parks, tumbled 498,000 jobs," unquote. In the same report, Michael Pierce, senior U.S. economist of Capital Economics, agreed, quote, "The 140,000 drop in non-farm payrolls was entirely due to a massive plunge in leisure and hospitality employment, as bars and restaurants across the country have been forced to close in response to the surge in coronavirus infections. With employment in most other sectors rising strongly, the economy appears to be carrying more momentum into 2021 than we had thought," unquote. Once the vaccine is distributed throughout the country and the pandemic is successfully under control, the majority of those 180,000 jobs will come back. Two additional comments from other experts also reported by the Wall Street Journal that day. Nick Bunker, head of research in North America for Indeed, quote, "These numbers are distressing, but they are reflective of the time when coronavirus vaccines were not rolled out and federal fiscal policy was still deadlocked. Hopefully, the recent legislation can help build a bridge to a time when vaccines are fully rolled out and the labor market can sustainably heal," unquote. Michael Farrelly, chief economist for JP Morgan. Good news in today's report is that outside the hopefully temporary hit to the food industry, the rest of the labor market appears to be holding, and despite the latest public health challenges. A lot of great information there. I'm going to put the whole report on our social channels because I want to get back to chatting with Jay Kaplan. bottom line here, if you're thinking about buying a house, now's the time because the economy is going to come back. We are a resilient people. And in spite of what the lunatics in Washington, both sides do, we will overcome. Just a thought. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Chatting this morning, Jake Kaplan is our reverse mortgage guru. He knows these things like the back of his – well, maybe he doesn't know the back of his hand, but the bottom line here is he knows the reverse mortgage.
Yes, yes, so, thank you.
Before the break, we were actually chatting about buying a new home using a reverse mortgage. And there are so many people, Jay, that just don't understand that this is reality.
Well, reality is out there. It's not always easy to find in any subject. You know that. And the realtors, the real estate industry does not understand it. They don't understand how much more help they can give to their clients, and in many, many cases have more income from the ability to sell more. And I think that sometimes they think of a reverse mortgage as a competitive product with selling a home, and that's not true. It has everything to do with education. But let me say one thing which I have repeated at least once or twice on your show, so forgive me, but I think it's worth it. This was probably 4 years ago, a financial planner, and financial planners are amongst the most ill-informed of the group of financial professionals that don't get it when it comes to reverse mortgages and housing wealth. But this gentleman who was just retired and was moving from, he was downsizing into a much larger house than I would upsize to, but he was buying a new property. We talked at a conference in San Diego, and he bought his new property with a reverse mortgage. And his peers, that is other financial planners at the time, said, "What on earth would you do anything like that for?" He said, "Because I just paid my next 30 years of rent in advance, and I still have a call option on the property." And I think Ron would tell us a little more about what the call option means, but I thought that was brilliant and worth repeating.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea of it. It makes total sense to me, the concepts. And basically a call option, basically you've just agreed to buy a property at a given price at a given time. I mean, that's the simple way. I mean, any financial vehicle. So you can buy a call option on a stock or that trades options. It's just an agreement to buy anything at a given price within a given time period, and you got it made.
Yeah, and I see it as, it's like any other financial. And of course, you and me, to you and me, a home is a lot more than just a financial instrument. It's what we live in. It's our hearts and our families. But, looking at it from a financial point of view, it's also an investment, and any of that profit is yours.
Well, one of the key things, Jane, you're 100% correct, especially in the world of reverse mortgages. And there may be some people that are listening to us that look at a house as just an investment, but you're not. A reverse mortgage is an owner-occupied property.
Sure.
It's not property that you're going to go out. You can't use a reverse mortgage to go and rent that property. That's not what it's meant for.
No.
But the concept is freedom. Right? I mean, think about the freedom. If you've got $600,000 in a house in equity, in a house in Orange County, San Diego County, Riverside County, wherever.
Correct.
$600,000. Think about the concept of liberate that money. Liberate the money, right? If you take that money and you sell the property, and I'm not going to get into all the tax issues with Prop 19 and all of that kind of stuff right now. We could do, if you want information on that, CPAs are a good place, or enrolled agents. We can give you a little bit of information, but that's not our focus. But you take $600,000, you can now go and buy, just from what Jay was telling us a little bit ago, call it 300,000 as a simple person. You might get more depending on how old you are. 300,000. What can I do with the other 300,000, Jay?
Anything you want. And you can even put extra down on it, down payment, that is, and create a line of credit. And anytime, even if you don't do that, anytime you do make a payment, you know, any payment, like any other payment, part is principal, part is interest. But in a reverse mortgage situation, every single penny increases your line of credit by the exact dollar and penny amount. And that still continues to increase in size for your use, no matter what the value of the property is. So let's say you make some payments a couple months later. Yeah, you know, I think I have a better use for that money right now. You can take it back again and you can put it back again. Or if you have a decent line of credit and you decide, hey, I want to buy a recreational vehicle or, you know, drive around a little bit, take out 100, 200,000, whatever it is. Or maybe you already have that saved. Take it out and buy that vehicle. And now you have no payments on it. And if and when you ever pass away, that's something else you're going to have to leave the children. But, you know,
I
if
like
you
that
were...
concept, Jay.
Yeah, like if you're going to pay...
Go ahead. I like your concept of...
You may...
When we come back in just a minute, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about your credit in retirement. Do you need any? We'll talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporation, and MLS 217037 and DCalBRE number 0869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. MySoCalLender.com. Why credit matters during retirement. Retirement doesn't look like the same for everyone. Perhaps you're transitioning to consulting work, a part-time job, volunteering, exploring hobbies. Whatever the case, you may be looking forward to a simpler lifestyle. However, you should still be mindful of your credit reports and FICO scores. Even during retirement, having good credit can be important for many reasons. Whether you're looking to buy a vacation house, downsize, upsize, right size, your FICO score can play an important role in qualifying for a mortgage and the interest rate you receive. If you aren't planning on moving, you could still benefit from having a good credit if there's an opportunity to refinance your mortgage to a lower rate. Some retirees also use the equity they've built in their house as an income source or take out loans against their home to invest in renovations or improvements. Reverse mortgage is an income stream option that doesn't require good credit. But if you have good or excellent credit, a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit may be an alternative route. Once you have that reverse mortgage, though, that's not one, probably not one of your best options anyway. If you do not own a home or plan on purchasing one, you may still need to think about landlords and retirement communities, checking your credit when you apply for a rental. Lack of credit won't necessarily be a deal breaker, but good credit could make you qualify easier. Some people are even staying in retirement longer. You know, you retire at 65, live to 95. You may need a new car during that time period. There could be times when you want to help a child, grandchild with their finances. Perhaps they're having trouble qualifying for an auto loan, student loan, maybe a new house. If you have good credit, you may be able to co-sign the contract and help them get approved. Be careful of missed payments there. You can save money. Okay, that's a good one for you. Keep watching your scores. MyFICO.com. MyFICO.com is my favorite source for checking credit. You know why I like MyFICO.com? It's pretty simple. It's the FICO company, Fair Isaac Company, right? And they're the ones that give you the actual FICO scores. Anybody that tells you they're giving you a credit score, call that a FICO score. It's not a FICO score. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. Chatting this morning, Jake Kaplan. We're chatting with him about reverse mortgages. And we have a short time left together this morning. And Jay, I want to talk about a lot of people in the, you know, probably 3, 4, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, got reverse mortgages. And interest rates were higher.
Yes.
And at a in the forward world, traditional world, we're constantly talking to people every day practically about refinancing their home loans to take advantage of the current market environment.
Correct.
Do you recommend that for somebody on a reverse mortgage as well?
Absolutely. I recommend absolutely looking at it, okay? Because the interest rate may be very, very important to you. The amount of cash available to you in a line of credit could easily increase by a very large amount if you do a refinance. And that's because of using new numbers based on your home being worth a lot more than it was 5, 7 years ago. And that probably is true. The rate is definitely, and we said earlier that the rate has a lot to do with it, and that rate is, I'm sure, lower now than it was then, And the other thing, which I'm the other factor, which I'm going to guess at, that's probably true, is that you're 5 or 7 years older now than you were before. Put all those things together, and you could have a great, great benefit. So you need to absolutely look at what that choice is. You may or may not want to do that. Now, you know, I have a reverse mortgage on my home. I like exactly what it is. Other people, like some friends of yours that we've done, I know, would turn out much, much better if they refinance today. So I highly recommend that. I'm not saying you need to do it. I'm highly recommending that you need to explore that, because if it looks good, there's nothing but benefit there.
I like your emphasis there, Jay, and I want to reemphasize what you say or said, is that there's no possible way that Jay could know whether a refinancing a reverse mortgage makes sense for you. Impossible. What he needs you to do is send a copy of your most recent statement and let him do an analysis. And
right,
the reason that Jay comes on this broadcast, and Jay's the only reverse mortgage guru that comes on this broadcast with me, is because I know his heart, right? If it's not going to benefit you to do a reverse mortgage, he's going to tell you stay right where you are.
Right.
If it will benefit you, he's going to educate you and say, if you want to redo it, here are the benefits you can have. Do you want to take those benefits? I've had people say, you know something, Ron, I don't want benefits. I like to make even on a traditional mortgage, you know, I like paying $500 a month too much. I like that bank. I like JP Morgan Chase, and I like helping their bottom line. They came out with a great profit report the other day, and I like that, and I like to contribute. Drives me crazy when people do that, but
it is what it is.
There are people that like that idea.
It is.
Get a copy of your report to Jay. So we got a lot of good training today, Jay, when we're talking about the reverse mortgage. And I want to just recap a little bit. Actually, I want to throw a question at you. If I own my own home and I have a current mortgage, and I'm over 62, my wife's over 62. No, she's not. Don't go calling her and telling her that I said she's over 62.
Well, I wish I could remember when I was 62.
Yeah, but Fred Flintstone was still alive then. But
that's true.
Say I've got a $600,000 or $700,000 house and I owe $200,000. Can I still do a reverse mortgage?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be free and clear.
No, doesn't have to be free and clear. The only thing you're going to be free and clear of afterwards is the necessity to make house payments. So
that's just another one of those big myths. People think they have to have their home free and clear in order to get into a reverse mortgage.
Now, Jay, I hear that.
The numbers changed.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about caps right now. We only have about a half a minute.
Well, the caps are, you mean how high can an interest rate on an adjustable go?
No, lending amount.
Lending amount has gone up quite a bit. Now, that's kind of a misnomer, saying lending amount. The lending amount has gone up, but it's gone up by virtue of the FHA increasing values on property. So if I say you're roughly between 50 and 50% of the value is what you're going to get benefit for in a reverse mortgage, because the overall value amount has gone up, the equation is going to increase your lending amount at that same time. So even though the lending amount has gone up to, you know, over $700,000, that doesn't mean that's what your loan is going to be. And you don't want your loan to be that anyway. You want to have everything manageable. And with all the new rules and everything on the home equity conversion or reverse, this is made so much safer by giving you really what you really want if you are that homeowner that wants to be absolutely safe.
Great information, as always. If you want more information on the reverse mortgage, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect your house, your home, and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.